Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying through the book of 1 Samuel. And we're in chapter 16. And in verses 6 and 7, this is what the text says. When they came, they looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." The emphasis of this section of Scripture is trusting the Lord's sight over our own sight. If you'll pay attention, you'll see that the word look or see is used 6 or 7 times in just these 2 verses of Scripture. And when we start reading the text, we are startled to find out that Samuel is about to use the same standards of selecting a king as were used in selecting Saul, and that being the outward appearance. The first son of Jesse impressed Samuel to the point to where Samuel says, just based on his appearance, "Surely this is the one." But Samuel is instructed to trust what God sees over and above what man sees. Man sees and is impressed with the externals, but God is looking with a different filter. So 6 other sons of Jesse are paraded in front of Samuel, 7 in all of them supposedly physically impressive from the sheer fact that Jesse calls them to be in front of Samuel and that he doesn't call in the least of the brothers, David, the youngest, the smallest, the most physically unimpressive one of the bunch in terms of stature, is finally called before Samuel. And we know that Samuel's not impressed because God has to tell him, "Anoint this one." Well, why this one? God tells us that it's all about God's heart or God's will. We oftentimes think this is talking about David's heart, but I think the better interpretation here is a reference to God's heart or God's will, as it can be translated. And this is what makes God's choice for king a better choice for us. He sees with his heart and calls us to trust his will. And this was God's man, the one that he had provided for Israel. As you pray today, please remember Filomeno Kakilala, our missionary in the Philippines. And also remember the Chikugulu LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.